I'll just start. Today, named AFC Defensive Player of the Week again, second time this year, fourth time of your career. I mean, you seem like you get named and awarded all these things day in, day out, but I know they're still special to you each and every time.
Of course. I think it's more of an honor for everybody involved, you know, to my teammates, the coaches, everybody. So it's always an honor. But, you know, the thing with awards is they come and they go, and people decide how they want and vote how they want. Like I've always said, all I can do is control how I play on the field, and if those things come, great.
Well, your play on the field this last week against Cleveland, I thought that was a pretty interesting one, not necessarily an award, but a milestone, the first defensive lineman since like 1948 now to reach four touchdowns. Ironically, this one, Ryan Mallett's first pass. Yeah. Just kind of take us through that, and kind of, and that's a memory that you know, he's probably going to have, and it was just a phenomenal catch on your part.
Yeah, I think it's very cool to be connected to his first touchdown pass ever, and I think also for him it's a story because his went to a defensive lineman, so it's pretty wild. But I mean, he threw a great ball, and he put it right where it needed to be, and obviously, fortunately, I got my knee down, and he scored a touchdown. But it was a very cool moment, and plays like that are fun. You know, I kind of feel like out there playing backyard football a little bit, and it's a blast.
How big was that win for you guys, number one, with a new quarterback kind of entering a new era, coming off a bye week, sort of entering that proverbial second half of the season?
I think it was great. You know, Cleveland has been playing some very good football, and we were on the road up in their stadium, and I think our guys did a great job all week preparing with great energy and then going out there and transferring their energy into the game, and I was really proud of that, and I think it was a great game.
Did you get kind of a sense, really, for maybe not the first time this season, but in a while, where you almost had, short of maybe Kareem, the full complement of defensive players out there? I mean, Cushing was back to kind of looking like himself. Jadeveon's out there. Everybody's kind of healthy, that you can really sort of see what this defense is capable of.
Right, yeah, obviously we want to get Kareem back out there, but we definitely had a lot of the guys back. It's good to have everybody healthy, and especially in this stretch of the season, because really this is what it all comes down to. It's the last half of the season. You know, OB always talks about Thanksgiving and beyond, and so that's always a big time of the year.
You know, we started this talking about some of your awards, some of your accolades, and with that comes so much more, both on the field and off the field. Even after that game in Cleveland, you got the guy coming in there asking you just weird questions, the Santa Claus question.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you, you know, do you just kind of shake your head sometimes at just the stuff that you have to deal with that really isn't even part of football?
Yeah, you know, it's there's pros and cons of everything, and it's a blast, and I love everything that comes with it, and obviously there's some things that are a little bit more difficult, some things you maybe wish you didn't have to deal with at the exact moment, but then there's so many pros that outweigh any possible con. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in. This is what I've always dreamed about, you know, making a difference on the NFL level, the best of the best, and going out there every single Sunday and trying to make an impact on the game. And if that means I have to answer a question about Santa Claus after the game, then I have to answer a question about Santa Claus.